but here you are, and I'm delighted to have you with us. So what are you doing today? What's the recipe for today?
So I am going to do two very nice fish recipes. First one is the sesame crusted salmon. Salmon, do you know, is the most eaten fish in Ireland. Now you can do this with lots of fish, for example, haddock, hake. Whiting would work well, monkfish would work really well. A little bit more expensive, but you can mix it up a little bit. You could use some nice sea trout, which would work really well because it's classed as an oily fish. Yeah. And that means a healthy oil. It's very, very good for you. Right. So this recipe will serve 4 to 6. And what we're going to do is a very simple crust. So like your salmon fillet, skin on, but it means there's no bones in it.
How many is this for now? How many people is this for?
It's one portion, portion of salmon. So one of those should be absolutely fine per person. But this recipe will serve 4 to 6, depending on how generous you are.
All right, yeah. We have to have people. We can have people around now, nearly,
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kind of, exactly. So, well, that is true. And this is a lovely light recipe. I was thinking of the season and summer.
Gorgeous.
And eating fish and different things like that.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do with the salmon, you're going to literally just kind of press. So say like the skin side of the salmon is on your hand, you're going to press it into white and black sesame seeds. White sesame seeds are easier to get. Black ones are a little bit more difficult. You'll get them in the Asian supermarket, and most towns and cities now in Ireland have Asian supermarkets. They're definitely worth getting because they're lovely in salad dressings, lovely sprinkled over some chicken, and the black sesame seeds are much crunchier than the white ones.
Okay.
Now, this will work fine with the white ones, but just a little tip for you. If you can get both, definitely do, and they're not expensive. They're only a couple of euro.
Right,
so you're going to press that on top of your salmon, and then you're going to leave that just to sit. We're going to talk about now pickling our carrots, pickled carrots.
All right.
Pickling is a way of preserving, but it also gives lovely flavour. And this one has chilli in it. So we're using some rice wine vinegar, but you could use some cider vinegar or some like white wine vinegar would work perfectly for this. So it's equal quantities of vinegar and sugar or water. So 5 tablespoons of each, roughly. 1 tablespoon of caster sugar is more than enough. It's not equal quantities of caster sugar. So you mix that all together. And all you do with a couple of carrots, I have 4 in the recipe, but it depends on the size. You peel them and you cut them into little strips. It's called julienne.
That's the machine. You've the machine for that, haven't you?
I have a machine for everything.
I noticed that. Anyway, go on.
And then you get a chili and you deseed it and you chop it, and that goes in there. And you can use dry chili, but just a word of caution just for your listeners. Dry chili is much more pungent, stronger, so you don't need as much. So literally the tip of a teaspoon.
Oh, really?
You mix all that together. Now you can do this with celeric, which is the root of celery. You can do this with celery. So you can do this with lots of different vegetables. Sweet potatoes, cauliflower. So this is just a basic pickling recipe, but we're using carrots because it'll give lovely crunch, give lovely acidity, and I love that kind of sweet and sour, that kind of thing. So I don't think it works really well. Now, so when your carrots are pickled, and by the way, these carrots will keep for at least a couple of weeks in your fridge in a Kindler jar, no problem at all. So they're lovely for a grilled chicken salad. They're lovely for prawns. You can mix it up a little bit because actually, the longer you make it, the better, the more.
Yes, absolutely.
It
will mingle in.
So, Marty, what we do then is with our salmon, we've all already that done in sesame seeds, literally pan fry that, bake that off, whatever you want. I like to pan fry it, and I'll tell you why. A little bit of oil and butter because you get a lovely kind of a golden brown crust from the seeds. So if you can start that off, sesame seed side crusted down. That's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
So that means that's the presentation side that you or your guests are going to have first, and that'll get lovely and crunchy.
Right.
Cook that for roughly about maybe 2 to 3 minutes in either side. And salmon actually cooks very, very quickly. So this will be cooked in 8 to 10 minutes max. It won't take long, dependent on the size of the salmon that you're going to use. So you can finish it off in the oven. I wouldn't. I'd like to keep it on the top heat if you can. Actually, this would be lovely in a barbecue. And if you were doing it in a barbecue, I would recommend that you wrap it in some tin foil because the seeds will go everywhere.
That's right, they will.
And it'll still get a lovely bit of flavour.
I'd be petrified of doing this in a barbecue in case I'd make a mess with the
Well, if you wrap it, Marty, in tin foil, it'll be absolutely fine. It'll protect it.
I'll set fire to the tin foil, knowing my luck.
No, you wouldn't do that. I know you're not that bad. Sorry, Marty, I didn't mean that. So what we're going to do next, so your salmon's done, your pickled carrots, we're going to serve it with some cucumber sliced, little baby gem salad shredded, spring onion, mix that all together, your salmon on the side, pickled carrots.
Nice.
It's lovely and it's fresh. Baked potato would work well with that.
It
rice would work well. Lots of things will work well with
that.
So
baked potato would be lovely with that. and a big knob of butter in the middle of it.
Oh, now you're talking.
You see, I can't help myself. And salmon is lovely. Salmon is lovely. It really is.
Do you like, are you a fan of salmon?
I do. I like salmon. Well, it's one of the few fish I was able to eat when I wasn't, when I didn't do the fish business, when I wasn't eating fish at all.
Do you know what?
Salmon
it's,
was
it's one of the it's one of the first fish that the twins would have eaten.
Oh, really?
And to be honest with you, yeah, I just think there's a slight sweetness to it. And if you can get the organic Irish salmon, it's a very consistent, good product. Yeah. So it is. It really is. Yeah.
That's obvious. Yeah. Sesame crust of salmon, pickled carrot and cucumber salad, and a baked potato with a knob of butter stuck on the side of it. That'd be lovely. So that's that. Now, listen, that'd be a lunch, wouldn't it?
That'd be a lunch. You could have lunch. It as a supper, you know, I mean, it depends if you're serving it rice or baked potato. Like, it can be as substantial, excuse me, as you want it
to be. No, it's lovely. And what's the other one you have? You have your two
so
today.
The other one is peri-peri prawns with chorizo. Oh, so we're kind of going the Spanish route this, and then some nice, it's a peri-peri sauce, which I really love this sauce.
Yeah.
And I kind of made it years ago, and then I put it into one of my recent books, and I said, wow, this is delicious. So
what is peri-peri sauce? What is actually?
Okay, so I'll go through it. Very, very good question. Okay, really good question. So first of all, there's always garlic. So in the recipe, we have some garlic, we have some chilies in that, we have some roasted red peppers, which is absolutely delicious, garlic, lemon juice, and then some paprika is the main flavouring. A little bit of caster sugar, just a pinch for sweetness. So it's lovely and lemony, it's lovely and fresh. You blitz it all up in it. I have this little kind of chopper, it's called a mini chopper, Marty.
Have you?
And it's great for doing small quantities. So it's not, it's a food processor, but it's much smaller. It's a small, you'd nearly fit it in your pocket. Well, it's not that small, but it is a small blender. So you put all your ingredients, so there's chili, there's garlic, there's lemon juice, there's rapeseed oil in that, a little touch of sugar, go easy, you don't want it too sweet, and then a little bit of paprika, and I like to put some roasted peppers. You know the peppers you get in the jar that are roasted?
Yes.
Over the grill. Yeah, they're delicious. So blend that all together. This dressing is wonderful with grilled chicken, with pork, with salmon, your favourite, with the prawns I'm going to talk about now. Keeps really, really well, and you can stir it into pasta and to couscous. This will keep for about 2 weeks in a Kilner jar in your fridge. And
lovely,
it's definitely
worth
making over the summer. It's so nice, and you can have it as spicy as you want to. I kind of cut back with a little bit of chilli because the twins don't really like that, but they love the sauce.
But you love your spice. You love your spice.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I know that.
I do.
Yeah.
Too much.
I know that.
So, Marty, we'll talk about our little skewers, and the skewers are the prawns. So if you can get some really nice prawns, we'd love to be using Dublin Bay prawns, you know, which are lovely. They're expensive, but they're beautiful. You could also use the tiger tail prawns, you know, the Atlantic jumbo prawns, once they're peeled and the tail, excuse me, is whole, if you know what I mean. So the head is off the prawns. You're just using the tails.
They look like they're looking at you.
Yeah, do you know in Spain they eat gambas? And what they do is this might sound disgusting. Gambas is a Pacific prawn from the Mediterranean, and they grow up in different sizes. But what they do, this is no joke now. So they eat the tail meat, and then with the head, they actually suck the lovely juice from the head.
Oh, stop that now.
It's a speciality. No, I swear to God.
Speciality. It's like a trick.
I've seen it in action.
Oh, that's a terrible. Did you try it? Have you tried it?
Unreal. Unbelievable.
Oh, you did try it?
My cup of tea. Oh, yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't like to offend them because it's a big thing for them.
She said, never be that hungry.
Anyway.
Well, I don't think I'd be that hungry unless I was in a boat and there was nobody around me and I was there for kind of a 2 weeks. I might be, other than that, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to do.
They love it. They love it. The big gambas, the juice of it, and it's a speciality.
I apologise to any prawns.
Do it funny shows.
Any prawns,
we're talking about prawns which have no shell and no head, and then you put them on the skewers, and between each prawn, you're okay. We're going to put some chorizo, uncooked chorizo sausage, and there's an Irish one, Gabin Smokehouse, Simply Better, nice Spanish, made from the Iberico black pig. So everyone is different. Every chorizo is slightly spicier and different, and it's delicious. I really love this with prawns. Put them onto skewers, and then you just literally put them on the barbecue or grill them or pan fry them. I've done them in lots of different ways. And then as you're cooking, because they cook in about 2 or 3 minutes and they don't take long, you brush them with the peri-peri sauce, and that's your lovely prawn and chorizo skewers done. 2 minutes either side, then serve with a little baby gem salad. I'm telling you, this is the lovely dish. Or rice, or as I say, the baked potato.
People now going around the country buying their prawns and saying, keep the head on it. Nevin told me there's a thing I can do with it. I'm not going there. Nevin said it was great. No, that's peri-peri prawn and chorizo skewers with char grilled little gem wedges and sesame crusted salmon, pickled carrot and cucumber salad. This is all very healthy stuff. It's all very good stuff, this. I like this.
I think it's very healthy, Marty.
I'm loving it.
It's full of flavour, and I think it's very doable, you know, for your list. listeners, you know, they can make like the peri peri sauce, the pickled carrots. A lot can be done ahead, because during the summer, we're getting into summer now. You know, you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen. You want to be out and about and enjoying life, because we've been indoors for long enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. Although you'd like to have people indoors fairly soon as well, but I understand that it's a different.
Oh, argument. We did. Yeah. We're opened. We all got open this week, so we're
delighted.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
And how has that been? How has that been?
It has been amazing. Just residents only, because we're kind of class. Like, I know we're a restaurant, but we are like a hotel. Small hotel. So we have 20 rooms.
Yeah.
So it was so nice to welcome everyone back. The team are buzzing. We have 58 staff back. So I'm at a bit of a high this morning. So
I know.
Thanks a million.
Sinead, Michael, can we start the car? He's open. Just to get that out of the way. Listen, good luck. I'll talk to you. I won't see you next week. I'll be away next week because we're taking a few days next week.
Come here, you enjoy yourself. And will you behave yourself for me, will you?
I think it's unlikely. It's my birthday. I have no intention. I'm doing it. Listen, here's a little bit of Gone Fishing, Nevin. Keep the faith. We'll talk to you in a fortnight.
I love it.
God bless
you. Bye, Marty. Thank you. Enjoy.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.